show, bro.
There was, I don't know if you remember that stretch of time where FX was really on the rise. They just copped Louis' show. They had and there was just those bunch of shows about cops coming out, and at the same time, White Collar and Psych and Burn Notice. And
The USA Network. It went hard.
Yeah,
this is about for cop dramas. Oh yeah,
I was like, is this really that interesting a profession?
I don't know. It's weird because I noticed here it's like cop shows and like firemen's and all that weird shit. Yeah, but like overseas is this like. They're into like school and shit. Like, there's a bunch of like school shows.
Yo, most shows, like shows and anime in Japan, it's mostly based in a school. It mostly revolves around school.
Or some kind of school, or like some weird institution of some kind. Yeah, that's just like super intense. Mm-hmm. Like, they have like basketball ones that are just like life and death.
They are, bro, you have to watch a joint called Slam Dunk. It's the funniest thing ever.
Bro, I've actually seen it.
Bro. Word. It's funny. It's basketball, but it's so fucking dramatic, my nigga. Yeah, it's so fucking dramatic.
That's lit.
They got a center on the show, right? Mm. Big ass nigga, swole as fuck. They reveal his height. He's like 6'1". And he was like top 5 center in the country. It was sick. Fucking hilarious.
I'm sick. 6'1". Yeah, it's Japan.
He was like 6'1", 6'2".
He's in Japan. Of course he will make it. In Japan. No, but fuck. There's one, I forgot what it was, but like the premise of it, I forgot what it was called, but the premise of it is basically it's a school for gambling.
It's like Kakegu. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a school for gambling. So like they go to school to gamble. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no real education or anything. Like the students run the school.
Yeah.
It's a crazy shit. It's crazy shit.
It's like most of the kids in there, like there's a little bit of education, but most of the kids in there are just rich as fuck. They don't really need the money, so they just gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose all your money, you can legit become damn near a slave.
Yeah, you become a slave essentially. What? Like
they hang a little like a sign on you that says dog.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. It's the funniest shit in the world, bro.
One dude that happened to him. Bitch was like smacking him around. She was like putting her feet on him.
It was quite hot.
Two animes that I can't stand by are Sword Art Online
Mid
and also Gun Art Online, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I never got that deep. I don't think they look that interesting.
Gun Art. Have you seen, what is that, Soul Calm? Is that the anime?
Soul Eater.
No. Soul Eater is a good show.
Yeah, Soul Eater is good.
I don't know. It's like a shooting anime though. Like they all have guns and shit.
A lot of them have guns.
I'm not sure.
It is mid though.
Nah, but the top tier is fucking Assassination Classroom.
That shit is great, bro. Right? I just started watching that.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
I just started watching that motherfucker. I was like, false. What is this? It's a weird premise, but
false.
You seen it?
Yes. I've seen a couple.
Yeah, you've seen a couple.
But
shut up.
You know what's better?
Pump bit.
What? You know what's better? Hunter X Hunter.
I've heard that.
I've heard it was good. I heard it was dang.
You didn't see it?
No, I mean, I used to be in the anime a little bit. The ones I like got into super hard were Alchemist. What was it called?
Full Metal Alchemist. Good one. That's top tier.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist. Yeah,
that's top tier.
My Hero Academia is like.
Yeah, I got into it a little bit.
Like, bro, the writing is great. Even for like an over dramatic anime type shit, the writing is great.
That show is That's a good ass show.
Yeah, facts. I should probably do an intro, but
you know why? Because they don't make him special.
They don't
show favoritism to him. Like, no, he has to use his head. You're not special. You don't have a power right now.
That nigga's sticky balls.
That nigga's funny.
They let him shine though. They get
for fluke shit, but like
my fault. Yeah, I got you.
But fuck. Anyway, welcome back to In the Attic, baby.
Okay, here we are.
In the midst of the apocalypse.
About to say bunker episodes. Bunker tapes.
As I said on a few episodes ago in the description, if you feel like if harm is going to come to you, if that's how you feel, then let this comfort you. If you die, we will still be here.
Exactly. Talking to the void. Screaming into the void. Yeah, I'm not worried at all. It's not a thing.
I'm taking precautions, but I'm taking it like... I'm taking precautions because it's like the smart thing to do.
Yeah, I mean,
really, I'd say take precautions if you have or you're around older people in your
life. Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like if you see your grandparents every weekend or whatever.
And my mom, she's older. You know what I'm saying? Like in her 50s. You know what I'm saying? But still, I'm not. I'm not rubbing, like, licking toilet seats and shit. Yeah. Did you see that, bro?
I did. Yeah, and he did. In an airport. God. In an airport of, no, in an airplane or an airport of one of the two, of all places.
Nigga, two of them, and that, this is, like, specialized information only I know, because I'm a fucking weirdo. Both of those, like, people who did the challenge are Dr. Phil, former Dr. Phil patients.
Holy fucking, that guy, bro. That guy's broken a few careers.
Yeah, bro, my nigga.
He is fully responsible for Bad Baby.
Oh, yeah, fool. Fool, yeah.
He gave her the fame.
Oh, definitely, fool. I forgot, he broke somebody else, too. Or, like, there was someone else who was, like, mad fame. Or, like, there's a video, or, like, the clip. It was, like, a guy confronting a daughter's boyfriend for hitting her and shit like that.
What?
And, like, the thumbnail they used for it was, like, the guy, the father was just kind of sitting back, just, like a cuck. You know what I'm saying? And the boyfriend is looking at him like, what? What up, nigga? Say something. I hit her.
Did you see the episode with the vegan dude? I forgot. Sexy vegan or some shit like that.
Sexy vegan. Is this
some shit like?
Are you sure, like, it was Dr. Phil you were talking?
Yes, his legal name is like Sexy Vegan or some shit like that.
Word, Sexy Vegan.
Yeah, some shit. And he had blue hair at the time.
Of course he did.
And he ended up walking out on the show because
it got too real.
Yeah, basically. Dr. Phil got in his ass.
he got in there.
Probably wearing a Bernie t-shirt.
Like, shit. What's it called? Sexy what?
Vegan or something vegan. Just look up vegan Dr. Phil. I'm pretty sure it'll come up.
Yeah, Sexy Vegan Dr. Phil.
Okay, Sexy Vegan. Yeah, what's Sexy Vegan?
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Vegan. He has a Where Are They Now? Cool.
Yeah.
Before they were famous, exactly. You know that page? Yeah.
What a guy. What a guy.
Nah, yeah, bro. Yeah, nah. That, I definitely got into Dr. Phil, like, just like watching clips and shit, like,
my
god, he just, the people he collects, you know what I'm saying,
from everywhere, bro.
Yeah, bro, there's like, there's fucking insane people always, and like people. I'm pretty sure he's not, like, I don't know about his credentials, you know what I'm saying, like, he for all intents and purposes, he could definitely be a doctor, like, full-fledged, like, full bird, you know what I mean, like, but, like, it's also at the same time as, like, if he really thinks to himself, like, I'm helping these people, then he's insane.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of him being insane, he sold his mansion recently. What? And when niggas went in there to like, look around the joint, he had, like a huge gun rack, like a huge collection of guns.
Yeah, he's straight from Kansas, yeah, I think.
He's scrapped up like a wall of guns.
He's a gunner.
Swords, crossbows, he's scrapped up, bro. You're not fucking with Dr. Nobody's going to Dr. Phil if it really goes down during quarantine. Nobody's fucking with Dr. Damn. Phil.
I heard this, I was listening to this one thing, it was like, who on your phone would you call for the apocalypse? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go be with them during the apocalypse and, like, have their, like, be like with, have their protection or like their expertise and whatever. Like, who in your phone would you call? That you can only call people in your phone.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm calling my mentor.
Mentor?
Because that nigga, he can teach me how to shoot. He can teach me how to survive. He's been a Marine. He's been a drill sergeant. I'm going to go over there.
You're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
I will call my cousin.
The OG.
Word. Yeah. Which one? Juice?
Loose Marine. Shout out to that boy Hugo.
Loose Juice. I gotta meet this fool. He sounds like too much of a character.
His brains are too loose. But yeah. I would just call him because, you know, that's my cousin. We could get some good laughs in, you know.
During like shit.
Yeah. He got a couple of things for me.
Type. It's not, all right, this is gonna sound like simp shit, but like, definitely my dad.
No, that's not simp. That's tough.
Like, I'm definitely calling my pops just because, like, he knows niggas who are Marines and shit, and knows niggas with guns and knows things.
I could call my dad, but he's like, I don't know.
I was gonna say, like, does he want you to call him?
I mean, the way he's, it's like, nah.
Hey, you know, hey, that's true. True shit. Nah, but overall, I don't know, because niggas aren't taking it serious. That I base most of my opinions on, like, people out, like, how they act in real life. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I've never seen more people outside. You know what I'm saying?
Overall,
but, you know, each other,
you know what's even crazier? I've never seen more older people outside.
Not, yo, it's a lot.
They're literally out running,
walking around.
Dogs. Like, yo, get your ass in. But that's what I'm saying. If anybody should be on quarantine, it should be the older people. It's not just because, you know, it's just because it's more lethal. Yeah, it's more lethal. That's it.
It's just overall, like for example, when I go home after this, I'm just not gonna go near my parents.
Type,
just awesome. Like, let me just not even. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but my take on that too is just like, oh well, there's so many people out and shit too. Just like,
you probably already got it. I think
that I think a lot more people got it than what they're saying because they don't have tests. But it's what if it is the apocalypse? You know what I'm saying? What if this is like the last go round? You know what I'm saying? Like Rome is burning type shit. Like, wouldn't you want to enjoy spring?
Bro, it's beautiful out there.
It's great outside. I mean, like, but, okay, we just were playing football outside. Only, it was fun.
They're only making it worse by enjoying it.
They're making it worse, but also at the same time, like, what if it already reached a place where it's already so bad it can't be reversed? And this is like, you know what I'm saying? So like going like out
as well. Yeah. That's the thing. Even if it's even if it's at that point, it's not going to be apocalyptic levels of death. It'll be like a few million, which is terrible. But at the same time, we would keep moving.
And it's going to be all older people, though. That's what
I'm saying. No.
Like, I haven't heard of younger people dying.
Here's the thing. I've heard of younger people dying, but I've also heard of people people are like, I've been on Twitter, people are complaining. They're saying like, oh, my relative died and they died of this. They already had this other lethal thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was another thing.
But they either tested positive for COVID or they were like in the hospital at the time and their cause of death was ruled to be corona. So that gets added into the death.
But they were saying if you had pre-existing
medical conditions.
Yeah, then you're more susceptible anyway.
Yeah, it's like 80-some or 90-something percent of people that have died. It's corona working with something else.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just corona taking people out. It's combination.
Yeah, it's just general illness too. Yeah,
AIDS. AIDS doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
He's got AIDS.
Perfect.
Yes. We have drops now. We're fully back in the attic now, baby. Yes, sir. We got drops.
Corona only makes us stronger.
It will.
The original man is immune.
Oh, man.
Breathe, nigga! Breathe!
So you got to do some research.
It'll save you. Nah, yeah. I mean, fuck it. Who cares, honestly? My take on it, too, is like, also, the dispensary's open. The liquor stores are open. The grocery stores are open.
Okay. You want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Are liquor stores essential?
Yeah, apparently.
Don't say apparently. Are they essential?
Evidently. Yes. I would say so. 100%.
Why?
Do you know how many people would riot just in the streets violently if they can't have a drink?
Okay, look. I don't even think
they already closed all the bars. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing by keeping those open. It's like, all right, pragmatically, let's keep these open so people are less susceptible to riot.
Exactly, bro. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, can you imagine stories you've seen? Like, people have been like, oh, stocking up, whole handle and shit.
So, motherfuckers are going to be out here, right? That's what I'm saying. Nobody's
going to if they don't have their things. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have our vices and the things that are just like, oh, life's not so bad kind of shits, we're going to fucking destroy everything. We're going to destroy ourselves, dude. You know what I'm saying? Just in this complete quarantine. That's why niggas are like, that's why there's joking on Twitter. That's why there's like, niggas aren't taking it real seriously. That's why motherfuckers are going outside. It's just there's still beer. You know, there's still whiskey around.
But that is
not.
I mean, it's only gonna make it worse. That's in my opinion. Because I was just talking to my Uber driver. If nobody you don't have to be like in a full body suit or nothing like that. But you have to take it serious. You know,
No, I mean, I'm taking it seriously. I take anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm healthy. I'm a healthy guy. You know what I'm saying? I have decent genetics and whatever and DNA. So I'm like, yeah, if I get it, it's going to be a cold and I'm going to get over it real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but
that's a selfish way to think about it. But like,
it's a time of selfishness. It's really, you're really seeing, I think this is a battle between like the collectivists and the individualists. Cause people are like, nah, fuck this. I want to go back to work. Like, I'm not, you know, and other people are like, no, for the good of society, stay inside type shit. Stuff,
People are just saying they want to go back to work cause they're running out of money though.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't want
to. That's a valid reason to want to go back to.
If I can stay on unemployment, after this, I'm going to. The fuck?
I mean, of course, I think. I mean,
I'll be that nigga. I'll mooch off the government. I'll give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm about to enter in my hours right now.
Food stamps? Call me ODB. I'll take MTV with me to go food stamps, nigga.
Man, that was ridiculous. By the way,
it's amazing.
You're getting paid right now for this.
Exactly, fool.
Deadass, bro.
Getting paid more than me. I don't get paid. Not yet. We're gonna get sponsors though pretty soon. So like, share, and subscribe, guys, please.
Oh yeah, that's what I also gotta tell y'all. We changed the fucking business model for that shit I was telling y'all about.
Oh, okay,
that's it's like slightly different.
Okay, we can like language, you know, and shit, and talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, bro, fuck. Nah, but you think it's kind of something's fishy.
A lot of shit is fishy, bro. The fact that, in what way?
Yeah.
The fact that, all right, like if you already had another condition. And you die of that condition and they count you in a corona death, that's fishy. Because now, truthfully, once you see that happen once, twice, three times, which I've seen, Now you don't know what the real numbers are.
True. Yeah, okay, no, I see what you're saying.
But that's why I think people are also really like panicking because they don't know. Nobody
people
really
are panicking
knows.
Because they're watching too much TV. And if you look at I studied media. Like, why do you think it's like, oh, why do you think they're telling you how many people died today, but they never
how many people recovered? Exactly.
A million people infected worldwide. 250,000 have recovered. 45,000 have died. I'm not saying don't take it seriously, but we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
The fact that we are saying, oh, our initial response was inadequate, so we have to swing the pendulum all the way in the other direction and shut everything down. And like, a lot of people are going to get their lives ruined economically.
Yeah.
After all this is over.
You know what it is.
But they're talking about, oh, well, look at what they do in certain countries in Asia. But South Korea, I think Taiwan, like, they're not on lockdown.
Yeah, they just opened up movie theaters in Japan,
listen, everybody wears a mask. They instituted mass testing. Taiwan has a population of, like, I think it was Taiwan. It's like 28 million. It's like 28 million people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have 4 deaths right now, bro.
Four in total?
4 deaths and like a minimal amount of cases.
Yeah, because I think that's what they did during like the Spanish flu. Like they didn't really shut anything down. They're just like, yeah, wear a mask and be careful. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't really have to just shut shit down. But like it's kind of the same thing like why we need police. We can't trust people to do the right thing. You know what I mean? So like, well, not everyone's going to wear it. I don't wear a mask. I'm not wearing a fucking mask. I'm not eating.
I was about to tell you, bro.
I'm wearing that shit. I was about to tell you,
you have to get a ventilator because those don't even really work.
It's really only about like dust particles coming out my mouth or anything that could fly in.
Okay.
And on top of that, it's just like,
again, looks cool. Future does it.
It does. Oh, yeah. But again, but at the other time, it's like, when I go back to my parents' house, you know what I'm saying? My mother's fucking worried. Let me not over worry her by coming around and my hands ain't washed and I ain't got no mask on. There's no benefit to me doing that. So if I'm at my mother's house, let me just, you know.
I just think it's,
even my mom texted me. She was like, yeah, no more people.
Like, but people are literally like, I've seen a post and it was like steps if you have an essential job to going in your house and just hugging your family. It's an 8 process step.
Yeah, no.
That includes taking a shower. That includes.
That's it. That's the step. I think that's the step.
Change
your clothes.
I'm talking about. You can't even. I forgot what they like. Yeah, change your clothes. Like taking a shower. You got to wash your clothes and all. Like they're doing a lot.
But again, it's one of those things. Like what a lot of this revealed is like. Why haven't we been doing a lot of this to begin with?
Yeah,
like cleaning the subways and stuff. I was like, we should be doing that anyway.
Right? Yeah, like
you know what I'm saying? Like washing, taking a shower, changing your clothes, and putting them in the laundry. Like you should be
doing
that.
That's regular everyday
anyway. Shit.
That's regular everyday. But it's just a scare tactic, bro. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Y'all know what it is. It's scare tactics because nobody's gonna listen until they're scared.
Type, yeah. Until it affects them, really.
Yeah.
That's one of those things.
Now, one thing I'm really interested to see what the result is a lot of people are going on strike, like the rent strikes, the Amazon. There was a strike at Amazon. There was a strike at Instacart, and there was a strike at Whole Foods. And the Instacart niggas actually won.
Oh, word?
They're actually like, Instacart's like, all right, we're giving everybody equipment type shit now. Because you know Instacart?
Nah.
They like,
it's like groceries and shit?
Yeah, they just go and shop for niggas.
Gotcha.
They won't deliver cigarettes, though. Mm.
Yeah,
no point.
So I heard.
Apparently.
But yeah, they won't. Amazon. Speaking of which, I also saw a fucking Ben Shapiro video. Like, came across. He's like, I'm sorry. People are striking during a pandemic. That's fucking terrible. What are we doing? They already gave you a raise.
We don't have any Ben Shapiro drops yet.
Ben Shapiro.
Coming soon. I'm about to say Ben Shapiro drops are definitely coming soon.
The man has no fucking quotables and he doesn't lift, clearly. I'm not. What are we doing?
Like, yeah, and you're white. Shut up.
Not just like that.
Oh, he's a. Oh, man. Nah, but
this
I
podcast has been shut down for anti-Semitism.
Yeah, go ahead. Nah, but yeah, I'm happy there's beer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, yeah, they're keeping liquor stores and whatever.
Yeah, because yeah,
to keep
asking,
people
yeah.
happy. But it's like at the same time, people don't need beer stores. People don't need it. Like,
okay.
I know what you're saying.
How long did Prohibition last?
That's what I'm saying. But
that enabled the rise of the mob.
Yeah. But look, that shows Prohibition should show people how strong we are.
Not how much we just want to get fucked. No. Just want to get fucked up. No.
If we really if the people all was thinking the same way, we could have anything we fucking wanted.
No, I mean, but that's the flawed thinking in that, like, no one is going to think the same way as
exactly.
everybody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's Killmonger's flaw in Black Panther. He will never be a king.
Like, shit.
Killmonger's flaw, man. Killmonger's flaw. What a fucking, what a character.
His dying words were really strong, though.
He was right.
Like, shit, that's what he was rather die than live in chains.
Congratulations, guys. We dropped the $1 billion substance off in Oakland, California. Congratulations. mission accomplished.
Mission
accomplished. World peace, everybody. Those starving people are all going to get fed now. I fucking hate this nigga T'Challa so goddamn much, man.
Took the best technology on many planets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And just put it in Oakland.
To the niggas out there.
Just gave it to Oakland cats.
So them niggas, you know what I'm saying? The Oakland niggas with...
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Urban Youth. I'd like to buy that little rock off you. I'll give you $1 million for that rock.
Like, this rock for this rock. seems like a fair trade, no?
No.
Come on, don't you need to re-up?
Yeah, don't you need to re-soon there, mate? They're partner.
The streets are dry, so I've heard, partner.
Oh, like, shit, see, the streets are dry. Oh, fuck.
I watched, I'm watching some Bruce Lee movies.
Of course.
Fucking The Sopranos.
Why do you blacks like Chinese movies? Kung Fu movies?
Oh, man. I was thinking about...
That's two of the things. I actually like Kung Fu movies and like mob movies and shit.
I thought about the mob part. I think I get it. I think I get why.
I don't fully understand it.
Favorite movies,
okay.
Go.
Okay, word. So.
Favorite movies, go.
Nah, hold on. Let me get...
Well, hang on.
Yeah, hold on. In a minute. Yeah, definitely.
Koofy on? All right.
Yeah, Koofy right. On, definitely. All
right. So...
I don't think we have one. I don't know if we have
fuck.
One.
Fuck. No, we need one. A Umar Johnson drop for real.
What's going on here in this country? It's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word.
My son Joe Exotic, baby.
Motherfucking Joe
Exotic. Free Joe till it's backwards.
Fuck Carol Baskin till we're dead.
Fuck Carol. All my niggas hate Carol Baskin.
Joe Exotic is in jail right now having a fucking orgy. But
having a good time, boy.
Wouldn't doubt it.
So, black people in mob movies, I think it's this. The fact that when Italians came to the country in mass at first, because they had so much melanin, because of the Moorish ancestry, they were treated like shit because it was WASP country, right?
And there were some fucking Guidos.
Yeah, there was lynchings, there was discriminations, there was economic, you know.
Yeah, if you weren't Anglo-Saxon white in like early America, you were pretty much black.
And you had to be Protestant, like all that. Like,
yeah, a lot. Yeah.
So...
It's like that Family Guy joke, that cutaway was just like, he's like, yeah, all right, equal rights for everybody, except for the blacks. And I don't know about women. I was just like, all right, equal rights for white men, unless you're Irish or Italian or whatever. He's like, you know what? No rights for anybody. Ah, America. That what you're saying?
But so get here, they're treated like trash. There's discrimination, there's lynchings, there's economic exclusions, right? And eventually this turns into organized crime. Now, through this organized crime, if you look at a lot of these mob movies, a lot of them don't take place in the 20s during the rise of the mob. They take place in the 60s, the 50s, 60s, 70s, where, there's mob presence in this neighborhood. But other than that, if you're not involved in the mob, this is just a community.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, other than the mob violence, it's relatively peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to bribe police and politicians. We're able to get our people working for us in government, in unions, in construction.
That's why it's the term organized crime.
Yeah, we're able to put people in position. So it's like, oh, okay, you don't want to be in the mob, or this kid is smart, he shouldn't be in the mob. We're going to use mob connections to protect him, and we're going to use mob money to send him to college so he can be a lawyer. When you come back, you're going to represent us.
You become a mob lawyer.
So imagine, every now and again, they're able to strike back at that, at those powers that be that attempt to oppress them. Like, yeah, you're not going to see too many open shootouts with cops, but motherfucker,
they happen.
A cop will die. A cop will die. A cop can get it if it gets to that point. Mm-hmm. and it's and it'll be like, well, you ain't necessarily be able to cover it up. No, but if you go to jail, your family's gonna be taken care of. Yeah, the mob is not gonna let your family, you know,
have to cover it up.
Those are all things that I think that people
we find attractive.
We find attractive. We respect because.
Let me put it this way.
If we're talking about
black people, right?
We're talking about black people's infatuation with like mob movies and culture.
But you know what's the craziest thing? If black people hate snitches, but they all snitched.
I'm not even.
That I mean, yeah.
Come on, now. All snitch.
Most of them snitched. A lot of the famous ones snitched.
I mean that's
fame. Those are outliers.
An outlier. I propose this, like you versus 15 years. There may be five people on Earth I'm not telling. You know what I'm saying? 15, everyone else is getting it. Right. Everyone else is getting the time.
15 years, no money on your books, and niggas might fuck your baby moms while you're in there instead of taking care of her and your seeds. When you come out, you're on ground zero.
Basically, yeah, you can't do shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard of some gangs where it's like. Some black gangs or some black organized crime rings where it was like, okay, yeah, he came back after 10 years and he was all right. They had bread for him. They had a spot for him. That's pretty rare.
Yeah. And like gang culture. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty rare. They're just like, get what you can. You can come back and hang out, but.
Versus like the mafia in its prime. They're going and killing niggas in restaurants and it's a guy with a gut. He's getting away on foot.
Yeah,
and then when the cops come, it's a cop that's in their pocket. They bribe them. At what point the investigations come. It's also like that sort of code of honor thing. It's sort of like a warrior code that they all have.
Yeah,
the Omerta. You're not snitching. You know, it's big on family. Like I remember. You seen Goodfellas?
Oh yeah.
So remember when Henry Hill was like when he was fucked up and he was having problems with his wife. They're like. Nigga, you're not divorcing your wife.
Yeah, like, it becomes a whole thing.
It's straight fam. Like, yeah, we do this, but it's family, it's community, it's very tight knit. We take care of each other. These are, if you take the criminal elements out, things that anybody, not just black people, anybody would want for themselves.
Yeah, you know what's a good movie for that? Have you seen Brothers?
Happy Singing in Color.
It was like the twin brothers. No. It was like the twin brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
But one of them was gay, and one of them was like the boss of the whole mob or whatever they had going on. And
It was the Tom Hardy movie.
Yes.
Tom Hardy. Nah. Yes.
That was good. It was good.
I have nothing but respect for Tom Hardy after Bane,
Act
bro.
His ass off.
Yeah, boy. He did. Oh, so he was both of the brothers, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was twins.
Bro, that movie was good as hell. Like, but. Like, you know, like to the end, he was standing by his brother for real.
Yeah, he was about, like, and his brother was fucking. His brother was
fucking shit up. He was fucked everything up damn near. Remember the business they had? Mm-hmm. Or the little club or whatever? Fucked that up?
Yeah, fucked that up. They're going to the Italian mob or in American shit, fucking with them. He was just like, there's like, oh, you know, you come over, you come to Chicago, you get whatever you want, you know, money, girls,
football. Oh, yeah.
He's like, I prefer boys.
Oh my good.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like the Italian dude's like, what you say? Boys, I prefer boys.
You know, I respected how straightforward he was. Straightforward.
And his brother was just like, yeah, what you gonna do about it? Right. Like, I was like, this is very tolerant for like 1970s.
Exactly. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Anywhere. Really like, okay. Anywhere.
That's what violence will do for you, man.
Yeah, true.
And then like whooped a bunch of like them boys in the bar and shit.
Yes, yes.
Yes. I came for a shootout. I want a proper shootout. That nigga is crazy. I forgot what that fucking movie is called.
I think it is just Brothers.
Is it Brothers?
But that's a good ass movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, that was dope, bro. Nah, but yeah, you said what, like top favorite movies and shit?
Or crime. I guess crime movies.
Crime in general.
Crime.
Favorite crimes.
Specifically crime?
I mean,
I'm asking.
If we're going to organize crime, I guess. Could you say Paid in Full is an organized crime movie?
Kind of? It's a crime movie. It's not an organized crime movie.
Yeah, that's what. Because Paid in Full is like one of my favorite
movies. If you're talking about block shit and you're talking about organized crime, I'm looking at like The Wire before I look at Paid in Full.
Well, that's
Omar's shit. Coming. Legend is what it's called. Legend.
Okay.
But you're talking movies in general? You said crime?
Yeah, crime movies.
So crime, I don't know if you see.
The day shall come.
I can't give you an order. I can give you an order, but I don't know if you've seen this movie. Fucking Edward Norton, possibly Brad Pitt, Rounders.
I have seen the thumbnail for it. I haven't picked it yet. It's good.
Fucking good. It's fucking word. Good. Rounders. Fuck.
I'm trying to think of good ones. It's like niggas. It's like this is like a ridiculous crime.
Rounders. Goodfellas, obviously.
Wolf on Wall Street.
I enjoyed it. It got a little
blow. Oh my God. Blow.
Have not seen the full thing. Not what? The full.
Watch
not
you're doing whole. Yourself a
watch it all.
Yeah.
You'll weep at the end, low key. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. The last time I watched it, I was so close, bro. I was so yeah, bro.
Yeah, just breathing heavier. So you're
okay. I got this. I had to tell myself, no. Come on now.
It's a movie. It's a movie.
No, it's real though.
It's real. It's real.
Oh my God, what they said at the end? No,
yeah, bro.
Oh,
no. Donnie Brasco was good too.
Donnie Brasco. I don't think I've
seen. It's another Johnny Depp movie. It's him, Al Pacino, and like a bunch of motherfuckers.
I think that's who it was in Rounders. I think it was. No, I can't remember. I can't fucking remember. I'm not gonna try to remember.
Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street. You're right. Yeah, that's one of my tops. It's one of my tops.
Yeah. Top of all, like all movies though. From
I'm about to say it crops the top 10. I would say. Cause I used to just watch that shit all the time.
All the time. I could.
All the time.
Belly.
Belly.
Okay. Yeah. I see that. I feel you. Yeah.
Visually, that movie is like that movie's ridiculous. Crazy. The visuals.
Yeah, because what's even his name? Hype Williams directed it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Even the intro scene is just ridiculous. Bro,
I gotta show you this song. It's meant to like go over the opening scene of Belly. It's crazy. It's
the music was pretty good in the beginning.
I feel you, but I gotta show you this song. Though, okay, and I gotta show you the opening scene, bro.
All right. New Jack City.
Ooh,
it's been a while.
I like New Jack a lot.
That's a good one.
It's been a minute, but like, yeah, I just remember liking it a lot. That was my shit.
Sin City.
Sin City was okay.
Wait.
The black and white.
Yeah.
I seen it. It was alright.
Yeah, it wasn't. It never really. I don't know. It never really.
I want to see that style of like where it was kind of done like a comic book. I kind of want to see that tried again in a different context.
Oh, where there's a few. The Sin Cities, Spirit. There's one more. It wasn't Sin City, but like it was in that ilk. Yeah, I'm not gonna remember it. Fuck.
It was.
I think it was a Robert Rodriguez movie. I'm not sure. Is that his name, Robert Rodriguez?
What else is there?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like other fucking crime movies.
I mean, The Godfather, of course, we're talking about.
Of course, but like,
yeah, and like Scarface, like, come on,
yeah, you know.
All right, hold on, let me go full blaxploitation, fucking
Black Dynamite, man.
Yeah, Black Dynamite. Superfly. Was it Superfly?
Yeah, Superfly. Yeah,
one Superfly.
Both of them. The remake. Bro, and the first one.
Oh my God,
Trouble Man. That's all I was thinking of. Trouble Man.
Fucking Sweet Mac's badass song. Nigga.
Not even seen it.
And then the son, and then the movie directed by his son that is about the making of Sweetback's badass song. It's called Badass.
Oh, word. I think I've seen something like that. Bro. Like I haven't seen it, but
so
like
they made a movie. They made a movie and then they made a movie about the movie.
I think it was
Machete.
It was Melvin Van Peebles.
Machete. That was a good one.
It's the Van Peebles' father, right?
Mm-hmm.
He makes Sweetback's badass song. Writer, director, producer. I believe he started as well. Yeah, he started as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then his son, but at the time his son was like young and he was on set with him.
Mm-hmm.
So in Badass, the son plays his father making the movie.
Oh,
and like what it took to make the movie.
Shia LaBeouf did that with Honey Boy. Like he played his dad. It was pretty sick. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, bet. I'm gonna watch that.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch the fuck out of that.
We missed a really good black movie.
Which one?
Snow on the Bluff.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Snow on the Bluff? No. Oh, you gotta see that, bro.
I never seen that shit.
You gotta see that.
It's crunchy.
It's great.
It's crunchy.
It is.
It's a cult joint.
It is a classic.
Oh, cult.
Yeah, it is.
It's like
I think you'll fuck with that.
You'll definitely move, but it's
motherfucking Zodiac. That's my shit.
Zodiac's
my shit.
Zodiac's fucking good. The ending let me down a little bit, but over it
little,
was
a little bit.
That's the one on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I just watched that.
It
that was
good, right? Nigga, my son fucking Gyllenhaal, bro.
Yeah. I had to watch I watched
American Gangster.
Oh, of course.
We forget about American Gangster.
Ooh, that joint was unchi. My nigga Denzel.
I consider Training Day.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Definitely. Definitely Fool.
That's a, yeah, that's one.
Is Pulp Fiction a crime movie?
Yeah.
I'll put it up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many damn. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Silence of the Lambs. I'm just looking up crime movies actually because I just needed.
That was more of for me. That was more of a, enjoying the performance of the guy who played Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, amazing! He was crazy, dude.
But the overall narrative was good. But yeah. That guy's performance really it stood head and shoulders above everything else.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. He was a goat. Is Dark Knight?
What?
I don't. It's more sophisticated movie. Than a regular superhero movie, though.
That's I consider that almost like a psychological action movie.
That's a superhero movie.
Like, you're a superhero movie.
It's not a. I wouldn't say crime. I mean, yeah, he's committing crimes.
But it's more sophisticated than a regular Marvel movie.
I mean,
movie.
Yeah, because it's Batman.
Because I don't think you can call it a crime movie if the narrative doesn't revolve around the crimes themselves.
Exactly. And
it
doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you're saying.
Man, I thought you were talking about when I told you thought you were talking about movies in general. I like The Dark Knight, Fight Club,
fucking.
Oh, you're gonna say Never Back Down?
No.
Oh, because you said Fight Club. I was about to say
Fight Club was all right.
I mean, it might just been the time I saw it.
No, the time I seen it, I was all about Fight
You're
Club.
Like, oh yeah.
But like when I saw it, I was like, wow, rebellion. This fucking
rule
yo,
number one.
Rebellion. David Fincher gets me, man.
Like shit. Like yeah. Nah. He wrote this for me. No Country for Old Men kind of fucked me up a little bit.
There Will Be Blood is really good.
There Will Be Blood is pretty dope. Mm. Yeah, bro, fuck.
No Country.
It was just strange.
It was good, but the sheriff, I needed more of a reason for him to feel the way he felt.
Yeah, they didn't go deep into it, really. They kind of just like, he's a cop. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to,
You've seen a lot, been here a long time. I was like,
exactly.
Have y'all seen The Black Klansman?
No.
Nah, I want to watch it, though.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. I seen the interview with him and Joe Rogan, the guy they based it off of.
Yeah.
It was all right. He just has like a,
That Spike, movie I don't know. Spike does some strange things sometimes, but I respect him.
Yeah. I mean,
The new She's Gotta Have It. That shit was corny.
I don't care.
That shit was so corny, bro.
Nigga, they're doing Black as fuck.
Black AF.
Black
that's the genre. I don't like anything in that genre.
That's what it's called?
No, like that's
no. The niggas who made Blackish. The show Blackish.
He needs to be killed.
No, it's his. It's him doing Blackish on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? No. It's a dirty version of Blackish.
Yeah, no,
you know what
stop
I'm saying?
It. Stop it. Stop
and they have, what's her name? Regina. What's her
Regina
name?
Hall?
Nah, what's her name?
Oh.
Is that her name? King? Regina something? Nah, it's what's her name? What's his name's daughter? Ooh. She was in Parks and Rec. Yeah, she was in Parks and Rec and shit. The
I
fine
can't think
bitch.
Of it right now.
The bad bitch.
Fucking April?
Nah, the other one. Anne. The one who played Anne.
Oh, fucking Quincy Jones, though.
Yeah, Quincy Jones. Yeah, Rashida Jones, bro. They had her being a black woman. I'm just like, I can't.
Shut the fuck up. You don't
you
claim
can't.
It. You claim
never
it.
Have.
She was Italian in The Office, dog.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Bro. Italian, bro. That shit was corny as fuck. I was like, yeah, bro.
See the clip of her calling herself ethnic on the red carpet. I was like, nigga.
No. You're like,
nigga.
You don't have lips. I'm sorry. That can't qualify you. I apologize.
Yeah, nah. Anything in the black AF genre, I just don't watch it.
Black AF. We can't claim that.
Nah, you can't. So, shows like Dear White People, Blackish.
No,
black
all of them need to.
Like, all
Blackish,
them,
Grownish, need to be erased from Mixed-ish, all of that bullshit.
Mixed-ish is the worst one of all because they're pushing it way too far.
I have never felt that way a day in my life. You know what I'm saying? There's like, I'm conflicted. Am I black or am I white?
Look
at your fucking hair, man.
Like, yeah, my dad, I asked my dad maybe once. I was like, what kind of how do I identify him? Is it just like, let me tell you something. And a cop pulls you over, you're black. So I'm just like, shit.
Oh no, Mr. Officer, here's a picture of my mother. Like,
exactly.
But do they think shows like Blackish and Mixed-ish are like
helpful?
Resonating with people?
Bro, like, here's the thing.
They do
the
with
thing.
Simps. It here's the thing. If it resonates with you, you're a fucking simp.
Simp.
Here's the you're thing. A simp, man.
Here's the thing. In college, when I went to school, niggas loved these shows, bro. Niggas love
Excuse
that shit.
Excuse me?
And I was a film major, so I had to discuss some of this shit in class. I was like, bro, I don't want to.
I don't watch
this
dumb shit.
Corny, bro. Corny. We
I've never met black people like this.
We watched the first episode of
No, I have.
She's Gotta Have It. She was corny, bro.
That's another story though.
She was, but no, there's a growing class of black. We just there's a growing class of black people that yeah
of corny blacks.
They love that shit.
Of dork blacks.
And you know what it is? I took the kufi off. I'm putting it back on. God damn it!
It never left. Never left my head.
You got him right. Look, the fact that over time there's like the overall black income level. I'm not gonna say it's overall rising. I'm not gonna say things are good, but overall, we'll see more black people. They will either go to college, they'll get the degree, or even if they don't go to college, they will find their way financially.
Dribbling that ball,
or rapping on that mic.
You see more. It's more common to see people who are all right. So the physical battle is done. Now the battle is ideological, and they use these non-threatening ideologies to, you know what I'm saying, that's how this shit's gonna be painted now. Because you notice, like, dear white people, when I saw the first episode, I was like, this show's about white people.
Yeah.
Because you're a black person, you're talking about how you're so marginalized at Harvard. Your show's called Dear White People. It's addressing white people. And then you're fucking a white dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Like, what's happening?
What are we doing?
What are you really trying to portray here? Like, what is the point of this show?
Bro,
that's what I'm trying to, like, I don't.
I mean, there's a lot of names for it. Blavity Black, Brunch Black, you know.
Oh, Rock Nation Brunch.
You know what I'm saying? Chelsea Boot Black.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
All that shit, bro. It's not genuine, bro. Yeah, it's not genuine.
No, because I know like just people like that. Just off the top of my head, I could probably name like two or three like shit. But like, it's pretty much that. It's Brunch Black. It's like a really unauthentic version of
very performative.
Yeah, because like it's like what you're doing is it's like trying to portray or like, you know what I'm saying, convey to other people that like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying, I do shit that white people do and make it black, you know what I'm saying. And it's like, oh, we do the same shit. I was like, it's very reductive in like what I guess the black culture is trying to accomplish. Like in general, it's like we're just people, you know what I'm saying. Like,
have y'all seen the show All American on Netflix?
I'm not watching that bullshit. I saw the description. I'm not watching it.
Wow. All American.
I'm not watching it.
It's a pretty good show.
Is it?
It is. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't seen the thumbnail.
Give it a couple chances.
Let me look at the thumbnail and give you
you got taste. I'm gonna watch like two episodes.
Give it a couple chances.
What's it called?
Nah, bro, that shit.
All
like,
American.
All American.
Mm-hmm. It's a football movie or football show.
Oh, I didn't see. I did see the thumbnail for that shit. I don't watch no football shit.
No, it's not. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, is it two seasons in?
Yeah. He's a.
Oh, it's a CW show. I'm definitely not watching it.
It's CW.
It's pretty good.
It might be the wrong one. Is this?
You watch Black Lightning too? What the fuck?
That's it.
You watch Flash too?
No, I don't watch no Black Lightning.
You like the Arrowverse?
Don't ever disrespect me.
You like the Arrowverse, bro?
I don't watch
bro?
No superhero shows,
nigga.
That shit is lame. All superhero shows are lame.
Most are. I'm about to say, you're not wrong. All the TV shows are pretty bad.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah. What is a TV show, a superhero TV show, besides like cartoon TV shows?
Oh, I was about to say, besides cartoon, live action one is.
There is one. I mean, I tried to give Iron Fist a go.
It was bad. It was bad. All the Netflix ones were pretty
Daredevil
bad.
Daredevil a go?
Daredevil was the best of the bunch, and that's not saying much.
It's not good.
Exactly. It's not saying much.
And then
Jessica Jones was kind of okay.
And then they tried to say Luke Cage. What's the greatest show in the world?
That portrayal of a barbershop to me was a little bit forced.
In the beginning.
It was a little bit forced.
He's bald.
It was a little bit.
He's a bald black man.
Like, it's a little bit, really?
Niggas,
the hardcore debates about these athletes. Niggas talk about other shit in the barbershop.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to say.
The barbershop is so much more than just a barbershop.
See, niggas, that's how you can tell these shows aren't written by people who were there and who were there authentically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're rehashing the same shit. Like, niggas is in their 50s. You grew up watching Patrick Ewing. I grew up watching LeBron. We're not gonna agree.
Yeah, we're not.
And everybody in my barbershop was always like, look, we're not gonna agree. We grew up in different eras watching. You came up in the '80s, you was watching Magic, you came up in the '90s, you was watching Mike. I came up in the 2000s, I was watching Kobe and Braun.
Yeah, but it's a different game. It's a completely different game.
Yeah,
anyway.
Because I got like damn near crucified by a bunch of this, you know, bum niggas from Newport News, Virginia. They were talking about basketball and shit. I don't know much about basketball, but there's styles like, oh yeah, you know, the GOAT. I was talking about Kobe and shit. There's like, ooh, the what?
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
The GOAT is actually from Newport News.
He's not the GOAT, but AI is not the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT.
Stop. The you can definitely leave because he's not. I don't know anything about basketball. He's not a GOAT.
Nah, turn your mic off too,
he's
nigga.
He's not a GOAT. He's not a GOAT.
He's a GOAT. He's not the GOAT. I'm about to say the GOAT's Kobe. Like, not just because he's dead or whatever. It's just because, like, Kobe's the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? He played against the top tier in the NBA ever. You know what I'm saying? He played when MJ was playing. He played like in the 90s
and
when that
when
era,
he
you know
was 18.
Yeah, when he was 18. And he played against the other GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
And
LeBron.
He was shining.
And yeah, and fucking.
And the other GOAT. Jordan.
Yeah, I was going to say he played maybe not Jordan in his prime, but he played Jordan when he was nice.
He played Jordan. He played Bron. He played Tim Duncan. He played Dirk. He played D Wade. He played
Chris Paul. Played with Chris and Paul. Against Shaq.
Yeah, with and against. Yeah, with and against that nigga.
He
bro.
Played Paul Pierce. He played that.
Yeah, like, the whole big three. Ray that Allen? That Boston everybody. Era. Yeah, bro. Like, it's just kind of.
The fucking. Detroit,
yeah, the bad boys of the Detroit, son. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, is it the only reason you would say Mike is the great, like the GOAT, is the same reason you would say Hendrix is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one was performing at that level before Mike. You know what I'm saying? He raised the level, just like Hendrix raised
if
the
we're
level
talking
of guitar
about,
playing. You know
if
what
we're
saying?
Talking about? See, this is one thing that I was trying to make people understand. If we're talking about like them as a whole,
I would say MJ
is a GOAT.
Nah.
That's the thing. If we're talking overall basketball skill, I have to say LeBron because he can do the most things.
Yeah. He's just the best athlete.
Based on that. But you know once you take that and put it on the court, hey, if you say Kobe and MJ, it's valid to me why you say that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, nah, you're tripping. I see why you say that.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, yeah, LeBron can do the most things, but performance does matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Your record it does matter. Yeah. How much you won, all that stuff, it does matter.
Quality. Yeah. It's like, yeah, especially when you're talking about like real like shit like GOAT status, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take all of that shit into account. Like, it's not like, you know, championships isn't what makes a great player necessarily, but like it matters. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you never taken into account.
Yeah, if you never won a championship, like, you know, like Dan Marino, he's like, he would never be considered like one of the best quarterbacks of all time because
who would say
he's
that?
He's considered one of the best, but
he's considered GOAT? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He would never be considered
so who's
the GOAT.
That's the quarterback.
Tom Brady.
No.
Tom Brady. No. Tell me why he's not. Tell me why he's not right now. Let me wait till after this Buccaneers season. Then I'll determine if he's the GOAT because he's gonna have Joe Montana disease. He's gonna be like. He's going to leave his very cushy system that's been working for him for a long time. He's still going to be very good and make playoffs most likely, but he's not nowhere near.
I could say Peyton Manning is better than.
Why? Why would you say that? No, really? Substantiate your claim, okay. Fool. Substantiate your claim.
Broke his neck. I could say Brett Favre.
You'd be closer.
What?
No, I'm saying you'd be closer to the truth. Brett Favre is better than Peyton Manning. Way better than Peyton Manning was.
Stop it.
Fourth quarter, 2 minutes, I'm Brett Favre 100%.
Peyton Manning.
Over Peyton Manning,
no,
100%.
No questions asked.
No questions. Wouldn't even need to think about it. Give me Favre in the fourth.
I'd say...
Packers Favre.
I'd say... Okay, yeah. Okay.
Goddamn right.
Okay, yeah, so we're talking about prime only.
Yeah, talk about this prime. Okay, prime. I mean, before any of them, before Favre Payne, I'm putting Tom in any day. Okay. Any clutch situation, I'm putting Tom in.
Okay, so you're putting Tom Brady over Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
100%.
Can't do it.
100%.
Can't do it.
Nah.
Aaron
don't have the hardware. He doesn't have the hardware. Vick. I'm not putting Vic in a clutch situation over Tom Brady. Stop. Stop.
You're a fool.
Stop.
You're a fool. It's a okay. You know what? We don't even.
He's I'm telling you, fool. Because they can shut Vic down. They would just shut Vic down.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
I'm telling you, bro.
They
I'm
can try
you.
To keep him in the pocket, and then but he still has an arm, bro.
He has a cannon, but nigga, I'm gonna trust my coverage with Vic. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm more worried about Vic's feet than his arm, even though his arm's a cannon.
Yeah, you gotta have a linebacker playing man on him, probably.
Yeah, exactly. No, you definitely have a spy. You definitely need a spy. You definitely need a spy. On him. But you know, fuck.
But this isn't a sports podcast.
this is my podcast, bitch. This is my podcast, nigga. Talk about whatever the fuck I want. Nah, but yeah, fool. Yeah, Favre. Brady over everyone, but yeah, in that situation, far. I'm getting hungry, so I'm gonna have to wrap this one up and eat and do another one.
Fuck it.
Yeah, bro. Stay. guys, wash your hands.
Stay healthy. Wash your hands, motherfucker.
Yeah, just don't take any unnecessary risks. You know what I'm saying?
If you weren't washing your hands
Stop doing shit for the internet. Stop.
The internet doesn't love you.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Honestly, the internet does not love you. That might be the topic on the next one we do. But
Joker in The Dark Knight was already right, but he was especially, he could have been talking about the internet. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other.
Dude, I saw that tweet. I saw the inevitable tweet. It was like, Joker was right. Oh.
I'm surprised they didn't.
Like, shut up. Some
shit. I'm surprised they didn't.
You're such a head, neck, boot, ass. Yeah, he was right. Oh my God, this fictional character. He was right.
Yeah, he's written from the perspective of somebody else. Didn't organically happen, my dude.
Don't be a head ass, guys. Stay healthy. Stay groovy. We'll be back in the attic pretty
soon. Maybe if y'all ate some fucking vegetables once in a while. No, I'm joking.
If y'all were to stay healthy all the time, but yeah, bro.
The original man feels good.
Always. But yeah, we about to eat some burgers and shit. So stay groovy, everyone. We'll see you later.